fresh for breakfast. This is a Jess and Tommy podcast.
The GV's Hit 96.9. Can we be friends? Get up with Jess and Tommy. Doing it for Harvey Norman Furniture and Bedding. Your furniture and bedding specialists.
Good morning, team, and happy R&B Friday. Thanks for getting up with us.
I want to talk about Echuca Mohammed's Judy Campbell for a minute right now, because she was the runner-up Australian champ at a national town crier competition.
Well done, Judy.
Now, you know, it wasn't just one category, right? So she won second place in the best cry. She was the best dressed town crier. And her husband, Peter, was the best-dressed escort for all the town criers. And we wanted to get Judy on to have a chat, but unfortunately, she's already on a plane on her way to, wait for this, the Annapolis Valley World Invitational Town Crier Competition in Nova Scotia in Canada.
Oh,
and only 20, only 20 people, actually, no, only 20 town criers all over the world have been invited to this, and Judy from the old Campaspe Shire and the Murray River Council from Echuca Mohammed is on her way.
That is legendary.
How good's
that? Imagine popping that on your resume or your Tinder profile. I love that. I know Judy's got a husband, but that is an incredible accolade to be carrying around.
You'd be pretty stoked that you took home Best Dressed Town Crier.
I mean, also Best Dressed Escort.
Exactly. Oh, the Best Dressed Couple, clearly.
It's like the Year 10 formal.
Might give us a run for our money down at the Benalla Gold Cup.
Oh, fantastic.
Coming up next, I want to talk about something that's really really serious on our roads that we really need to talk about, happening in the younger generation are doing this, and I think it needs to be addressed.
P-platers.
Mm.
They're the worst. Before we get to that, though, Missy Elliott, this is Work It on the GV's Hit 96.9 for R&B Friday.
I want to talk about something that's happening on our roads. Now, it's typically happening with the younger male generation of drivers, and I myself have even been guilty of doing this in the past. But someone needs to talk about it and something needs to be done about it. I want fines to be introduced for when people are driving with their windows down and have their music pumping so every Tom, Dick and Harry on the street can hear them. No one cares, mate. No one cares that you're dropping Will Sparks' new track. Doesn't make you tougher because your music is louder. And it always becomes louder when you pull up to the traffic lights.
Because you're stopped next to them.
Yeah, but they also turn it up just so anyone that's crossing the road just has to peer in. I know, because I've been guilty of it in the past.
Tommy, I'm really surprised you have this attitude. Firstly, fines. Shut up. We don't need more fines in our lives. But also, you love a good banger. You love a good dance track. So aren't these guys just putting a little bit of dance energy out into the street? As a pedestrian, if I'm walking past that car, that VR Commodore, that's not a type of Commodore, pumping a bit of spark. Mate, I'm having a little boogie as I cross with the green man.
The issue I have is the big heroes that are doing it in their cars at the lights, turning it up, they're not dancing on the dance floor on a Saturday night. They're sitting back, lurking at the back of the dance floor, watching everyone else dance. These are big creepos just trying to get attention because they got a big six subwoofer and they want everyone to look at them. All right, you're a hero. You got a big car. I get it. This fine system, right, for 10 metres, for every 10 metres away from your car that I can hear your music, $100
fine. $100
fine? From 50 metres away and I can hear your car, $500 fine. It's noise pollution. There's all types of other pollution. Big companies get fined for that. I want noise pollution.
If Tommy ever runs for political office, everyone just remember that this is the basis of his platform. Fines for loud music.
There's only one exception.
You'll never get in.
There's only one exception, though.
What?
R&B Fridays.
Okay,
pump
good.
It up.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
And Inside 20, we want you to join us for a Friday wine. If you want to get something off your chest, a whinge, a wine, join us for a Friday wine. But right now, we want to bring the tone down just for a second. You heard earlier today that the High Court yesterday dismissed the challenge to the postal plebiscite for marriage equality, meaning it will go ahead.
Yes.
And there has been mixed reactions from across the community. Now, yesterday we spoke about it, Tommy, and we thought it was a good thing that the postal plebiscite was going ahead, purely so we can keep this train moving, return a yes vote, and put this issue behind us. Marriage equality, we feel, is mandatory.
Yeah.
Everyone should have the same rights.
And we think that view will be shown when the votes are tallied.
Exactly. We are very confident that a yes vote will be returned. So we thought, geez, if this gets thrown out, if the High Court decides actually no, you know, the government went about it incorrectly, getting these funds to fund the plebiscite, where does that put us? Doesn't that put us backwards? Because Parliament has shown us that they can't get a free vote and get this across the line in government.
Exactly.
So this is the only way Australians need to speak up, say this is what we want, please listen to us, and we can get it across the line.
And I guess we're all just hoping that that's what happens, because we know that it's non-binding. So they don't have to follow what the results of the survey actually say.
But good luck trying to justify it. If it's a resounding yes, good luck trying to justify it if they ignore it. But as I said, we thought it was a good thing. But there has been mixed reactions from the LGBTQI community and from some of their biggest supporters. A friend of the show and political commentator, Jamila Rizvi, we've spoken to her on this show before, and she's been very vocal about marriage equality. She's very for it.
Mm.
And she posted on Instagram last night, Tommy, this is not what we wanted, the High Court letting it through. It is not what the Australian LGBTQI community deserve, what they have already and will continue to be subjected to from the No campaign will be reprehensible. And I guess, you know, that's something you and I overlooked. The No campaign, we've seen the ads on TV, we've seen them online. You know, we've tried to ignore them because they are disgusting and we don't want to give them airtime. But that's something we didn't consider. Now that this is going ahead, the No campaign is just going to ramp up. The hate speech is going to continue. They've already gotten TV. They've gotten radio. They've gotten, you know, print media. That's going to ramp up.
Because while you and I are passionate about it, we're not directly involved with the outcomes of this survey. So
yeah, we're just not directly affected.
So it just is going to hurt so many people in the process. And I don't understand why the government is allowing such hurtful and hateful speech to be broadcast in the public space.
Yeah. And I know the people who brought the challenge to the High Court were using legal jargon and were saying, well, the money that's funding it was basically gained inappropriately and it basically was against the law. I don't think they focused per se on the hate speech and
the No
campaign. But with papers going out next week, Tommy.
So on Tuesday, the government will start to mail out all the ballot papers for everyone. So you can look for that in your letterboxes early next week.
And we can imagine over the weekend, be as vocal as you can in support and love. It's the world, the sun will rise the next day.
Yeah.
Your life will not be affected, but we are just allowing everyone in this country
to be equal.
We've got a long way to go, and this would be a small stepping stone, but mean the absolute world to a lot of individuals and a lot of couples out there and
exactly.
a lot of families as well. Let's check your roads.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Pop the bottle. Do it. That time of the week where we sit back and we have a bit of a wine, because it's Friday, also known as a Friday wine.
but a wine with a H, a whinge, getting stuff off our chest, a Friday wine.
Okay, I'll kick things off. The weather for the first week of spring, what's that about? It's been raining every single day.
I know.
Okay, I look outside now and it's blue skies, not a cloud to be seen from where I'm standing.
Hey, but Mansfield, Seymour, they're expecting possible showers today.
We had showers and thunderstorms this week. First week of spring, weather. Sort yourself out.
Seriously,
I like it.
That's your Friday wine.
Yep.
Mine, Tommy, hang on, let me pour myself a glass.
All the way up, keep going.
Oh, that's a big one. That's a big one. I'll be working on this for a while. mine is about fake news, Tommy, and I hate to sound like the Don,
yep.
Old Trumpy with his fake news, but fake news has really got me this week. We spoke about Uranus earlier this week, and I thought I knew a fact about the small planet Pluto having been sucked into the orbit of another planet and thus was now considered a moon. Science teacher Samantha has corrected me since, so I'm whining about that. But my mum last night called me to tell me that Manuka honey, the honey that I put in my little tea every single day, is actually only good for horse leg wounds. As an exterior application, apparently the microbes in Manuka honey aren't actually good for humans. They're for horses.
So they're rubbing it on like deep heat.
Exactly. Like open wounds. Yeah, not so much the Voltaren. It's more like an opened fleshy wound because it's got antibacterial properties.
Wow.
And I freaked out. I went, Do you know how much money I have spent on Manuka honey in my lifetime? Upon investigation, it's still good for humans, but also has this secondary application. But fake news, Ma, don't tell me that it's only for horses.
So fake news in the weather. That's what we're whining about. We want to hear from you. It can be anything. Did your, you know, boss make you stay late at work? I'd be whining about that. Did you trip over and graze your knee? I don't care.
I've got some Manuka honey if you want to put it on your knee.
Exactly.
I can sort you out.
Give us a call, 13 12 16. Have a Friday wine.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
Jess and Tommy's In Case You Missed It.
We know men are competitive beasts and animals. And at a recent Scrabble competition, the researchers from the University of Miami have found that that urban myth about men just wanting to win everything.
At all costs.
Yeah, to be very true. So they asked 300 participants about their practice habits at a local Scrabble competition. Now, women, it came back, they treated it like an enjoyable pastime, just want to be happy and have fun with friends. But men spent their time consciously analysing past games and practising their anagrams.
Practising their anagrams.
These are the 300 blokes at a local Scrabble competition in Miami.
Wow. Yep.
Now, a quote from one of the researchers, this was just too good not to share, it's not an innate talent difference, it's just that women are far less willing to waste their time honing a largely pointless skill.
We're a little bit more particular about how we spend our time. We're busy, we've got things on the go, we're raising families and we're working two jobs and we're doing all this. The men win at all costs.
Just win, give me a medal, I want to win something. It's just... It speaks volumes about society. Isn't it so funny that a Scrabble competition has shone the light, really, on the difference between men versus women? Men want to be the best. Men want to win everything. Women just want to have fun. Just cruising.
This is why we have things like book clubs and we go out for high teas and men...
I can't win that. I don't want to play.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
You're allowed to have an opinion.
I am.
I am allowed to have an opinion. Everyone is allowed to have an opinion, but you should always be careful how you word things. I mean, don't be a douche, but by all means, express yourself.
Yeah.
However,
what Madonna said.
Yeah, I think that was a lyric of one of her songs. However, be very, very careful if you're going to talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
If you're going to have an opinion about T Swizzle.
Why? What happened?
Twitter user The Mood for Love reckons that her Twitter account was suspended after criticizing Taylor Swift and the new music she's put out, namely this track. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Now, there has been a lot of speculation that this is a little bit of a revenge track, particularly the film clip talks about a lot of the people who have dissed Taylor in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And so The Mood for Love on Twitter said...
Stupid handle. Can
oh,
we
no,
just...
dumb. But no offence, but is Taylor Swift ever going to grow out of her I wrote your name in my burn book phase? She's a grown woman. Now, to be honest, I think that's a fair tweet.
Yeah, she's not having a go. She's not saying, you know, anything personal.
Yeah,
Taylor.
She didn't even say the song sucks.
No.
She just said, like, can Taylor grow up? Like a revenge track. Come on. You're the you know, the wealthiest woman in this industry.
Yeah.
I think you can look beyond the pettiness. But she reckons that she had a lot of, you know, hate come back at her from Taylor's army. She thinks a lot
no.
of Taylor's fans.
No way.
And she thinks that they went so far as to report her, which got her Twitter account suspended. She goes, I've criticised people in the past before on my Twitter. Never Taylor Swift. The one time I do it, now my Twitter's account is locked.
Conspiracy theory. Taylor Swift owns Twitter.
Illuminati, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
They all pretend like it's a feud.
But they're all pulling strings behind the curtains. Is that where you pull strings from?
Yeah, sure.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's
Hit 96.9.
I don't like people or places taking credit for things where they don't deserve them. Jess, you know what buffalo wings are?
You know, I always thought it was buffalo meat. But yeah. I think they're just, aren't they just big chicken wings?
They're just chicken wings.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're called buffalo wings?
No.
Because the people in Buffalo... reckon they invented them.
People in Buffalo,
yep.
United States?
Yes.
Oh, no, I like that's clever.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. They're trying to claim credit. And then it confuses people from other parts of the world going, hey, buffalo, that's weird.
That's weird.
Call them chicken wings. The chickens deserve the credit.
They're people, big chicken wings.
People aren't going to Italy going, can I have some Rome pasta? People aren't going to Mexico. Can I grab some Cancun tacos? You're not going to Germany going, can I grab a Berlin bratwurst? No, because all these places know the food or the animal where the meat comes from deserves a credit. I'm never going to go to Buffalo because I don't like what their people are about. Trying to take credit for something they don't deserve. I don't like it.
You are getting angry and it's very funny.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
All week. It's been the talk.
That was a big breath in, Tommy.
It was. All week it's been the talk of the town. And now it's time for me to reveal the most anticipated reveal. Oh, damn, I stuffed it. I really stuffed this one up. In radio history, I got my snorkel and my wetsuit. I went down to Vic Park Lake. I did a lot of research. And I know how many creatures are living in and around the lake. I've counted every single one of them on my own. But first, here were your guesses. Al from Shepparton.
I've got a full number, it's 128.
Well, Scott Inachuca, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with 57.
And Sarah in Shepparton, what's your guess for how many creatures are in and around Shep Lake?
22.
And finally, Amy in Yarrawonga, probably the best friend of the show. How many creatures do you reckon are living in and around?
53.
A lot of, not too much variation there. Al from Shepparton went high, went 128. But what did we say? Closest without going over?
Yes.
Okay, Tommy, I actually care.
Okay.
How many creatures in and around?
I can now confirm that number is 80. Woo! 80, yeah! The crowd goes wild! Yeah! You are welcome, Greater Shepparton, the Goulburn Valley as a whole. You are welcome. You take forward that knowledge to work today. Tell that to your colleagues, other kids at school. Man, did you know there's 80 creatures that live in and around? They're like, oh, cool, man. Let's go count them tonight.
And when they ask for specifics, water dwellers and birds.
Okay, so 57 different types of birds.
Oh, someone was right on the money there. Scott from Echuca, right on the money with 57 birds.
Yeah, so there's 57 birds and there's 23 creatures / species of fish that are living in the lake. So that includes, different types of fish, rakali, which is water rats, turtles, and even snakes.
There's snakes in the lake?
Yeah.
I want to do the Shep Tri later this year. I've got to swim in that thing.
Good luck.
No, thanks. Not with snakes.
So, Scott from Echuca guessed 57. He was the closest without going over. The number is obviously 80. So, I hereby crown Scott from Echuca the King of the Lake.
Is that his prize?
Yeah, King of Lake.
Okay, if anyone wants to contest that, Tommy's number, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, come through me. Scott's the King of the Lake.
Great investigating, Tommy. Well done.
Jess and Tommy.
Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.